We're doing a class in the Sidra Kabbalah, and the Meiri had taken us through the men of the Great Assembly, and he discussed the traditions and the position of the prophet in deciding halacha. Now the Meiri continues, and he says, we had discussed that during the whole period of the First Temple, nothing was written down. And he says, "Aval kshegiya hazman l'anshei knesset ha'gdola." But when we reach the period of the men of the Great Assembly, the period of the beginning of the Second Temple, hekiru b'tchilat chesronam, they recognized that they were starting to go down. They were starting to be lacking when compared to their predecessors. There was an intellectual or spiritual deterioration. Vayu kotvin kol echad le'atzmo ma sheshama mirabu. And they started doing something that their predecessors had not done. What they did was they started taking notes. Im rishonim hachachamim b'ma sheshamu me'achonei hanevi'im. Im rishonei hachachamim b'ma sheshamu me'achonei hanevi'im. Achar she'ergishu be'eder hanevu'ah v'atchalat hamachloket. If the first sages, so they took down what they heard from the last generation of prophets, Haggai, Zechariah, and Malachi in the Great Assembly, they were the last prophets. When they recognized that prophecy had left them, so they recognized they had gone down a notch, and they saw that Machlokas was beginning, that things would not be as clear as they had been previously. So the first generations, they wrote down notes on what they received from the prophets, from Haggai, Zechariah, and Malachi. Im abayim achahem, in the latter generations, b'ma shayu shomim ish mipi ish, they took down notes on the tradition that they got from their rabbis, who got from their rabbis, etc. Vehu shenemar barishon shel Yevamot, and that's what it says in the first chapter of Tractate Yevamos. Amar Rabbi Dosa ben Arkinas al meducha zo yashav Haggai hanavi v'amar gimel dvarim. Rabbi Dosa ben Arkinas says, over here, in this place, Haggai the prophet sat and taught three things. Chada, detzarat habat muteret la'achim. Number one, that if a person's own daughter married his brother, and let's say he had a second wife, that's her tzara. So meaning Reuven and Shimon are siblings. Reuven and Asher are siblings. Reuven married Serach, the daughter of Asher. And then Reuven also married Isabella. So now Reuven's married to Serach and Isabella, and then Reuven dies. The question is, can the brothers marry Isabella? Right? Asher can't marry his own daughter, so therefore there's no concept of Yibum. Now what about the other wife? So one of the things he taught was that the brothers can marry the other wife. The other wife, even though there is no Yibum, but they could marry the other wife. Ve'idach, Amon u'Moav, me'aslin, ma'aser sheni b'shvit. And the second one is that in the territories of Amon and Moab, you take off the second tithe, ma'aser sheni, on Shemitah. Ve'idach, mekablim, gerim, min hakadariyim, or min hakaldiyim, u'min hatalmudiyim. We accept gerim from these people. And this whole story was only known through notes that were found. Someone wrote it down. Because Rabbi Dosa lived over a century after Haggai the prophet. Rabbi Dosa is in the period of the destruction of the Second Temple. So you're talking about a few centuries after Haggai the prophet. ומזמן חגי עד זמנו של רבי עקיבא קרוב ל-500 שנה. From Haggai to Rabbi Akiva, who was a contemporary of Rabbi Dosa, you have almost half a millennium, almost 500 years. ואף על פי שאמר שם שרבי דוסה בן ארקינה שהיה זקן מופלג ביותר, and even though we see over there in that section of the Talmud that Rabbi Dosa בן ארקינה lived in an unusually old age, הוא שאמר מיד אני עלי שמיים בארץ שעל מדוכה זו וכולו, שמשמען של דברים שבפנם נאמר כן, והוא היה מיד. And even though it seems to say that he says, I swear by the heavens and the earth that it's right here that he stood and said it, so that seems to mean that he himself witnessed it. אפשר שכך מצא, it could be that that's what he found written, ועיד מביא הכתב של איזה מומחה. And that written notes was something that he relied on so strongly that he says, I testify based upon this, I'm willing to take a vow that this is the way it was. שאין לעדות שלא ראה דקדוק בעניין זה כלל. Because when it comes to testimony, with regard to halachic ruling, there it doesn't really matter, was it that he heard it directly from Haggai, or he had it from a reliable source, or he had it from notes that he relied on. But he's saying, this is what I know, that he said it over here. So here the Meiri indicates that the first change we see in the time of the men of the Great Assembly with regard to the oral law was the change of writing down notes. Now, if we follow through on what the Meiri taught us, it seems that the Meiri is continuing the concept that he said last time. He taught us previously that the prophets had a role in discerning what was the correct halacha, in deciding in machlokot. And then he said, so the first generation took notes on what they heard from the prophets. The latter generations, and he says, they took notes on what they received from the prophets because they sensed that there's no longer prophecy and there's going to begin machlokas. What's the connection? According to the Meiri, the connection is very well understood. That the machlokas begins when you don't have prophets to decide who the halacha is going to be like. So then you start having this opinion and that opinion.
It's like we said before, that the prophets would come in and make the halacha.
Exactly, right, exactly. That's what I'm saying. This goes in line with what we saw last time with the Meiri. That's point number one. Now, we see here that the period of the Second Temple is going to begin with notes taking, and then it's going to evolve after the Second Temple to downright writing out the oral law into the Mishnah. But we see it was an evolvement. The Meiri hasn't yet used the term Megillat Sterim. The Talmud refers to notes that were found as Megillat Sterim, as something written that was hidden. And Rashi explains, they wrote notes and they hid them because technically it was the oral law. It wasn't something that was published or given out to the masses. Each one took his notes and hid them, and the Rambam also discusses that. The Meiri hasn't yet used that term, Megillat Sterim, but he's talking about a concept that seems akin to Megillat Sterim.